Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band
began to play, and we danced like a wave. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. Jonathan Zook is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org. Folks, they work very hard to make sure that you, as a consumer of technology in your business, but also those of you who create technology, and I am one of those who do both, that we are well represented at the negotiating table when it comes to regulations and public policy. And so, Jonathan, I want to thank you and all the guys there at your organization for the good work that you do. And folks, I encourage you to go there and check out their website and see if you can do anything to help them. They can use your support, actonline.org. Jonathan's just wrapped up his visit with the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this year, 2011. Jonathan, I think apps, you called them applications a minute ago. That's their real name. Their nickname is apps. I think apps are the future. Because apps are sexier than browser windows. Apps are handier. They come up quicker. They go down quicker. They're cross-platform. I think consumers are the more people use smartphones, the more they get used to apps, the more they're going to be demanding them on their desktop. I think apps are going to be the way of the future. I think the browser is becoming... it's not obsolete. It's going to be a while. We'll be using them a long time, but the browser page is going to be less of a big deal than it is right now because of apps. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of schools of thought on that. I mean, apps are certainly the hot thing now, but now with HTML5, you can build really rich mobile websites, which really are cross-platform, which apps aren't. I mean, you mentioned that they're cross-platform. And that's really their primary deficiency right now. When you buy an app for your iPhone, it's not going to work on your Android
device. But
I have a
desktop app from. I have a mobile app and a desktop app. It's not the same app, but I have the same information on two separate apps.
Right. So then you're building lots of different apps for these different platforms.
But they're served from the same.
Implemented this via a website.
Right.
I've created something that truly is multi-platform. That's all. I mean, that's sort of the trade-off. Is that you're back into the world of sort of the proprietary, platform, you know, for information, whereas, you know, HTML5 can give you a rich user interface
right. That
includes some things that will load fast or that's stored locally, but that it truly is cross-platform.
HTML5, now we have not talked about that yet, and it's pretty new, and I'm glad you're bringing it up, folks. This is something, tell the audience what HTML5 does. What's the big selling point?
Well, I mean, HTML ultimately, you know, is the language that is used to create websites, right? And
right.
So, you know, I think the majority of websites in the world right now are written in HTML3.
Right.
But the most recent specification for HTML is HTML5. And so a lot of people are looking to it because it's got functionality that's similar to Flash, if you're familiar with that. If you've seen, like, Adobe Flash websites, have
of course
real nice animations and colors and build sort of application look to them, right?
Right.
And now you can accomplish those things right in HTML with this new specification. So you're going to see people building applications, specifically for the mobile world, specifically for smartphones, but instead of building platform-specific applications, they're going to build these things in HTML5, and so you're going to be able to get at the same application, the same data, whether you're using your iPad tablet or your Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to be a powerful alternative to the app moving forward. I think there's going to be room for both, but I wouldn't count out the Internet.
So you're saying it'll be on your desktop as well as on your cell phone, on your smartphone.
Yeah, your cell phone, your iPad. Your smartphone, mm-hmm. et cetera, though.
But we're going to have
all support it.
But we're all going to have to completely rebuild websites for that, right? I mean, they have to be built in HTML5. You can't just flip a switch and convert them, can you?
No, I mean, your HTML3 will work across platforms also.
Yeah.
It's just that if you build things in HTML5, you'll have a rich interface,
right.
similar to what you have with Flash, but it'll actually work cross-platform.
But the one thing we're saying, I think, together, we're agreeing on, is that the way people are going to want to receive your information in the future is different from where they've been receiving it for the last 10 years. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think the primary reason that that's the case, though, is that they're going to want to be able to get it wherever they are.
Exactly.
Right? And so they're going to want to be able to get it if they're on their Xbox. They're right. going to want to be able to get it on their desktop, on their cell phone.
And Jonathan,
I think you're going to see HTML play a big role in that.
I have a term for that. It's called follow me home. That's what people are saying, follow me home. You're going to have to be able to do that, folks, however they want you to get there. Jonathan Zuck, thanks for being here. Good job today. We're going to be – actually, I got to go for this hour. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jonathan Zuck will be back another day. I will be too, but it will be tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.